You've got girls. He's got four boys.
Yeah. I've got three girls and that's all I want. Or two
three
girls.
Girls.
Right?
Two
three. Girls. My wife and my two daughters.
Oh, you've got three girls.
Say, were onions ever called ingerns in the
early days? Yeah, some people called them ingerns. We didn't. Ingerns.
Are they ever called ingerns now? Or
no, I never hear them called. But I've heard some of the old uneducated people would call them ingerns.
I haven't heard anyone in the state call them ingerns.
No.
And yet, I know it's here.
Yes. We didn't ever call them ingerns. We called them onions.
When I was working over in the southwestern part of the state, people said, oh, you get ingerns. That's old down there in the breaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I got down there in the breaks. Nobody said ingerns.
They've come out of it.
Yeah.
It really,
so.
Now I'll tell you, this home demonstration work has really done a lot for
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
That really, that raised the standard of living very
yeah.
much.
In the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yes, uh-huh. That really raised the standard of living. I can remember when it was at a low ebb. And the most surprised I ever was in my life, I went over to a supposed to be a right respectable family one time. The girls were washing dishes. And they thought they'd shine the glasses, and they'd take those glasses and blow in them this way. Blow the breath in them, and then take the dish rag. And I know I came home and mentioned to my mother how unsanitary that was. She thought that was awful. And I can remember ladies who chewed their food for their youngsters, would chew that food and then take it out and put it in that baby's mouth.
Oh my
I've
goodness.
Seen that done.
Huh.
Really seen that done, and that yeah, little baby was just as fat and hearty looking as it could be. And that old snaggletooth grandma was chewing that food, meat and stuff, and putting it, taking it out of her mouth with her fingers and putting it in the baby's mouth, and it just eat like it liked it.
Huh.
Now, you know, that was very unsanitary.
Yeah, you'd think the little kid would be sick as a dog.
Well, but I think in the early days they must have built up an immunity
yeah.
or something.
They got their shots in different
uh-huh.
ways.
Well, they didn't get the shots then, in those days.
Yeah, but they got their immunity without getting the shots.
Yes, they just
uh-huh.
They're just born in the dust and dirt. And I knew a lady who had a premature child. It was so premature that her wedding ring would go over his little hand for a bracelet. And its little head, you just put a teacup over it and couldn't see its head at all. Well, that lady grew to be the nicest lady you ever saw, and she grew up and
oh.
lived. Now, you know, nowadays they had to put in an incubator and everything, but that she made a nice woman.
Hmm.
That was when I was just a child, but that little baby was born. And it lived, and she's dead now, but she lived to be an old woman.
Hmm.
And what they did, its mother, of course, had no milk, but they took it, a neighbor just came over there and stayed with her
mm-hmm.
that had a little baby,
mm-hmm.
and they let that little baby have that milk. They first had to put the milk in a spoon and just give it a few drops at a time,
mm-hmm.
milk out the milk from the other lady's breast. And that child grew well.
Oh.
Nowadays, well, it probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it could well be. You know, they had a lot of trouble with incubators and premature children. They were so eager for them to.
Yeah. Of course, they didn't have
live,
incubator.
But they gave them too much oxygen, and they ruined
yeah,
their lives.
They didn't have any incubator, but I think they just wrapped that little child up or something.
I have an aunt who was born prematurely and was about
uh-huh.
that size.
Uh-huh.
Her first bed was a shoebox.
Yeah. Did Leah?
She did.
Yeah.
And she used to sleep in the oven.
Yeah. Yes.
Big old black reins.
Yes.
This is her story, of course. She has
yeah.
it second hand, and I have it third hand.